Good evening. It's 6 minutes after seven. This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellen.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We are in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio and bringing you this evening edition of Ozarks at Large. Our phone volunteers, though, are not in the building. We have sent them, hopefully, safely on their way home.
No, and we have volunteers in the building because, well, we had volunteers right in the building because it is our spring on-air fundraiser. At 7 o'clock, we let them go home and just ask that listeners make their contributions online at our website, supportkuaf.com.
It's a very simple process. You determine the amount of the contribution that you make. You also determine the method. You can do it all at once. You can do it over a few installments. You can actually become a sustaining member, too, which means you pledge $5, $10, $20 a month in perpetuity on your debit card or bank draft, or if you work for the University of Arkansas, through payroll deduction. Any of those options are available. Any amount works because we all work together to make sure that we have enough money to bring you the programs that you listen to.
Yes, our annual budget is a little over $1 million every year, and we are responsible for raising 88% of that. And we are able to do that through listener contributions and local underwriters and the occasional grant here and there. But the vast majority of support comes from the local community. Something like 66% of our budget, our income, comes from listeners who call in and make their pledges, as well as local businesses who sign up for underwriting.
Right. So two-thirds coming from you and your neighbors and people just like you who listen to and use KUAF. That's a significant portion of your budget, and it shows you just how important you are to this program and to all the programs on KUAF. Literally, without you, we wouldn't be doing this.
That's right. It's a unique model, but it's one that works for KUAF and for public radio everywhere. And it's worked for KUAF for almost three decades. Because of listener support, we have been around for three decades, and the only way that we can remain here is with more listener support.
That's right. And because we have grown, we're almost 500,000 people in the Northwest Arkansas MSA alone. Now we are expected to raise more money from this growing population than ever before. So your financial contribution now more important than ever. I know you hear that sometimes in commercials or whatever, but we mean that because it is
the
truth.
We do mean that. It's, you know, so much, like we mentioned, so much of our budget comes from our local community, and we do absolutely mean it, that you are more important than ever, and every little bit helps. I know a lot of people think they don't have enough to give or what they give won't matter. It's not true. Anything you give is absolutely 100% going to count towards something, because that's how we do this. It's a community project, if you will. You know, pledge by pledge, we get to our goal of $150,000 this spring, and it's through our generous listeners who call and become contributing listeners.
And you can do that online right now
at supportkuaf.com.
And thank you. In about 20 minutes on Ozarks, we'll learn three things you should know about collecting coins.
But first, Arkansas voters are apparently largely in favor of an increase to the state's minimum wage, while voters appear to be split on the issue of medical marijuana in the state. According to the latest Talk Business Hendricks College poll of more than 1,000 likely Arkansas voters, 79% of those polled are in favor of the potential ballot measure that would raise the Arkansas minimum wage from $6.25 an hour to $8.50 an hour over a three-year period. Only 17% of those polled say they are against raising the minimum wage. Meanwhile, 45% of those polled are in favor of medical marijuana in Arkansas, while 45.5% are against any such measure.
Arkansas's law enforcement officers will begin a crackdown on distracted driving tomorrow as part of a national initiative to curb texting while driving. Corporal Chuck Lewis of the Arkansas State Police says the You Drive, You Text, You Pay program will incorporate a media outreach program and increased patrols around the state.
We're going to heavily use our low-profile vehicles, which are the colored cars. They're only marked on one side on the interstate system and all the roadways. We'll be using them to try to actually catch the drivers in the act, of poor driving, using poor driving decisions, and texting while they're driving.
During the six-day campaign, police will be on the lookout for all kinds of distracted driving, following too closely and improper lane changes. Fines for texting while driving can be as high as $100.
The area's unemployment rate saw noticeable declines in February. According to the latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the jobless rate in Northwest Arkansas was pegged at 5.6% for the month, a decline of 0.3% from January and a 0.5% decline from February 2013. The area's overall labor force was roughly 233,800 in February, increases over the previous month and over February 2013. The unemployment rate in the Fort Smith metro area also dropped during February. The rate was 7.4% during the month, a decline from 7.8% in January, and a decline from 8.8% in February 2013. Fort Smith's overall labor force grew to 128,600 people in February, an increase of about 1,000 jobs from January, but still about 1,600 people smaller than last year.
If you were planning on attending Maya Angelou's discussion Friday evening at the Fayetteville Public Library, then we have some unfortunate news. The library announced yesterday that the event has been canceled on account of the author's health. The event will not be rescheduled, and ticket holders for both the library and the University of Arkansas Hillside Auditorium venues will be notified by email. This is the first time in the 10 years of the library's series of author discussions that a cancellation has been made.
Yesterday's special elections resulted in no change in city leadership in West Fork and a growth to the physical area of Prairie Grove. 330 West Fork voters chose interim mayor Charlie Rossetti to continue serving as mayor through the end of the year, while only 127 votes were cast in favor of political outsider Steve Winkler. And despite somewhat lower voter turnout in Prairie Grove, 80 people voted in favor of annexing land surrounding the Highway 62 bypass, while 70 city residents voted against the annexation measure.
The University of Arkansas's Fulbright College has more than a million reasons to celebrate today. The college this morning announced that Robert and Sandra Connor of Little Rock and Dallas have pledged $1.5 million toward an endowed faculty fellowship in Fulbright College. According to the university, the fellowship will support teaching, research, service, and career development of the college's full-time junior-level faculty.
Last night, the Razorback baseball team dropped a 10-7 decision to UNLV at Baum Stadium. The loss puts Arkansas at 20-13 on the season. The Razorbacks conclude the two-game home series this evening.
Mostly clear tonight with lows around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with highs from 76 in northwest Arkansas to 79 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows in the mid-50s.